Okay, first of all the learning tonight should be for Refu Shalema, for Tzivya Masha Bas Yehudis, for Refu Bekarov, Pesach Shar Chayil Yisrael. It's going to be our final shir together, and Mir Tashem, we're going to have this chus to finish off the first parak of Mesil Shasharim tonight. Why don't you start? Again, I've said this a few times over the summer. Some of us have been together the whole summer, some of us half a summer. But it really has given me tremendous chizik this year. It's been very, very special. Obviously, any time we're learning Torah is special, but to learn this late at night after a long day of working and those who are tired and want time to chill, to want to learn and to want to grow, you know, I'm pretty much still on city time. I don't know about you guys. So city time is after 12 o'clock at night. And to do that week in and week out is something very, very special. It gives me a lot of chizik. And Mr. Hashem, we should continue to grow together. And this is, even though it's the final learning, the final shiur together here in Camp Dina this summer for these night shiurim. But Mr. Hashem, we'll continue to grow together and learn together. And it's not chas v'shalom the end of anything when it comes to ruchnius. So we left off the top of the sheet I just handed out by Chaf Gimel. You know, tonight also, by the way, is a very special night. It's Gimel Elul. And Gimel Elul is the yahrzeit of Rav Kook. Zeche Tzadik Kadosh Levracha. And Rav Kook mamish encompassed all that we've been learning about. Rav Kook was a yid. Obviously, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and a leader in Klal Yisrael. But he had an amazing broad outlook of life and able to elevate everything in this world to the Rabbi Nisholm in the most beautiful of ways. And it's a shame, that's the life we're trying to build within ourselves through our learning together of this first parak of Chayvas Adam Balamo, understanding our purpose in this world. So we're up to these last couple paragraphs of the first parak of Sil Shasharim. The Ramchal continues, V'hine Acher Sheyedanu Zeh. After we understand this, what is this? After we understand that our whole purpose of life is to build a close kesher, a close relationship with Hashem, to cling to Hashem. And we understand that's why Hashem put us in this world, and not for anything physical, not for materialistic values. Navin miyad will understand immediately, chaymer ha-mitzvos asher aleinu. First of all, how serious, and for no better words, heavy and important mitzvos are upon us. How important it is to follow and to keep the mitzvahs that Hashem has given us. But additionally, vikar havoda asher b'yadeinu. And how precious, vikar, your car, right? How precious this avoda is in our hands. Not just that it's an obligation and a responsibility. It's so precious. It's so special. It's going to bring us the greatest simchas achayim. It is that which is simchas achayim in this world. It reminds me, and I think about this every single Matzei Shabbos, what I'm about to share with you, really. The beautiful words we say in Abdallah, we had a beautiful Abdallah together this past Matzei Shabbos, and we sang the words, La'ihudim Aisa Aira V'simcha V'sasim V'ikar. And you all know those words are found in Megillas Esther. La'ihudim Aisa, the Jews had Aira, that light, that simcha, sasim, that joy and happiness, V'ikar, and this precious connection to Hashem. There's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says each of those words is alluding to another mitzvah. Right? Aira is Torah. Simcha is Sudas Yantav. Sason is Mila. And Vikar is Tfilin. In other words, the Jews reconnected to these mitzvahs. The Halakha Sfas Emes asks, why bimarames? Why try to hint to these mitzvahs? Say them explicitly. If that's what in Megillas Esther, Hashem was trying to tell us that he was excited that we reconnected to these mitzvos. So the pasuk should say, La'ihudim ha'isa, Torah, Yantiv, Bris Mila, Tefillin. Why these words, which are beautiful words, but on the surface I wouldn't know what they're talking about if I didn't have this Gemara. Say it explicitly. Comes the Gereb, comes the Sfas Emes, he says so beautifully. He says, we don't find anywhere by the story of Purim that we weren't keeping Torah mitzvos. We don't see that. We were putting on tefillin every day. We were b'mekayim bris mila. We were learning Torah. But you know what was lacking? There was a lacking of hislavas, of passion, a lacking of excitement, a lacking of simcha, of joy. A lacking of a recognition of Vayikar, how precious it was. By the end of Purim, and the Gula of Purim came, it wasn't just they continued to perform the mitzvahs. They were performing the mitzvahs with passion, with excitement. They understand Vayikar, how precious it is. And that's what we should understand. And when we understand what our purpose of life is, which is to get close to Hashem, and therefore reap all the shefa that He's giving us. So now the mitzvos, which are the means, as we explained a few weeks ago, to help us get close to Hashem, are not just mitzvos that are a burden, chas v'shalom. They are our greatest pride and excitement. V'ikor ha'avodah, how precious they are. And we're going to perform bislavis with passion. You know, in the days of Elul, we know, this is the most famous Rosh Tevos for Elul, the acronym of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. That you're all very familiar with. But there are actually many others. And one of them brought down in Tzvarim is Es Levavcha V'Es Levav Zarecha. Es Levavcha V'Es Levav Zarecha. Es is Aleph, Levavcha is Lamed. V'Es Vav Levav Zarecha. Lamed. Elul! What's the focus? On our lev, on our heart. Es Levavcha V'Levav Zarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us during these days of Elul, which are days when we're rebuilding our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how should it be? It should be not just in doing mitzvahs, but doing it with passion and excitement, vikar, because we understand how precious it is. And that's what we're trying to build through understanding our purpose in this world. The Ramchal continues, Ki hine eileheim ha'mtsayim, and why? Because these mitzvahs are the mediums. Ha'mevim osanu ha'shlemus ha'miti. That bring us to true completion, that help us complete ourselves. Which we all want. We want to be complete individuals. We want to reach a level of perfection in our lives, whatever that means. It's through the mitzvahs. Asher bil adam lo yusuf klal. And without them, we can't reach that at all. Without the mitzvahs, we're really just on this meaningless path of life. Because whatever it is that we are choosing to do, it has no real deep value in fulfilling our purpose in this world. But the mitzvos are that medium, are that means to reach shlemus. And as we once mentioned before, that shlemus, that level of perfection, of being complete, is what's going to bring simcha, happiness. As any time there's a lacking of being complete, there's a chisaro, and that's when there's atzfus, that's when there's sadness. V'ulam yadua ki ein atachlis. Listen to what he says here. It's known that the true purpose doesn't come, doesn't magia, doesn't reach us. Ela mikoach kibbutz kol ha'emtsoyim asher nimtzu v'asher shimshu lagia. It's only going to come if we gather together and perform all the means, all of these tzinoyer, these pipelines to cling to Hashem, that are found and that we're here to be used by us. Meaning we need each and every mitzvah. We need to perform. We can't just say, you know what? God gave me 600 mitzvahs. I'll perform a couple of them and it's good. We're supposed to try to perform all of them. And it's through performing all of them we perfect ourselves and we reach that level of completion and we become fit to be close to Hashem in the way that we're supposed to be. There's a deep Torah brought down from the Arizal. Ruchai Vital teaches that we know there are, I'm sure you've learned this before, but you have to think about the depth of this, that there are Ramach mitzvahs aseh, there are 248 positive mitzvahs, and Shesah mitzvahs los aseh, 365 negative mitzvahs. And those are keneged, correspond to our 248 limbs in the body, and 365 gidim, or sinews, are like, connections, that which connects the bones to each other, whatever it might be, are ligaments. So it's all, they connect, every mitzvah corresponds basically to a part of the body. Every one of us deeply wants that every part of our body is running smoothly and feels good, right? We know, think about it for a moment. Lo aleinu chas v'shalom, you just like stub your toe terribly. Your whole body hurts. It's your little toe. Your whole body hurts. Mamish, your entire body hurts. So too, we should understand, if we want to be complete and perfect ourselves, we have to try our best to perform every single mitzvah. Now again, we have to try our best. Doesn't mean we should be down on ourselves when Again, one at a time and one day at a time, and always be working on ourselves. But ultimately, we have to recognize the goal is kibbutz kol ha'amtzayim, is gathering together and keeping kol ha'Torah kula. Ukvikoach ha'amtzayim v'shimushim, and according to our ability to grab onto those means and to serve Hashem properly with the mitzvos, kein yatachos anolamim, dependent on how much we give ourselves over to the mitzvos and to the means, that's going to correspond to how much fulfillment of life we have, how much meaning in life we have, how much we gain from Hashem, how much dveikus we have with Hashem. V'chol hefresh katan shimati b'mtzom, and any slight separation from grabbing onto those means, tivachein tolato b'derer, vada b'gizman atachos anola mekivis kulam, k'moshe k'zavti v'v'bar. It will clearly, we will see the result. The result will be some level of lacking in whatever toledes will come, what will be born from our relationship with Hashem. In the ultimately, and we'll see that. We'll see how it affects us and affects that relationship with Hashem. That we have to try our best. We can't, listen, every single one of us, we have areas that we struggle and areas that we need to work on. And life has to be step by step. Can't pass over a step either. We can't just grab onto everything overnight. We're going to end up falling. Growth has to be slow and consistent. But the goal has to be kol ha'Torah kula. That's the goal. It's not that I'm picking Jesus. This isn't for me. Maybe right now I'm not ready to work on it, but I want that to be for me also eventually, because I understand I want perfection. Nobody wants to say, I want awesome eyesight, but it's okay if I don't hear. It's okay if I don't hear. I just want awesome eyesight. Nobody talks like that. I want to see, and I want to be able to hear, and I want to be able to speak, and I want to be able to smell. And kol ha'Torah kula is there to perfect every element in my life to help me get closer to Hashem. So the goal has to be that I'm keeping kol ha'Torah kula, every single mitzvah. Both Beit Olam Makom, Beit Olam Chavero. Never forget, I'll tell you, it's a story I've shared before, but it still has such a roshim, such an imprint. Shaken still by it. It happened a good 15 years ago. I was at the time, I'll tell you, date myself a little better, but this was more than that. It was probably about maybe 17 years ago. I was learning in Landers based Medrash in Queens at the time. I was in the Kailo there, I have my smicha from there. And it was Bein Asdarim one day, and my wife and myself, we wanted to buy, that we were purchasing our first, listen to this, okay? Our first digital camera. Okay, now you guys don't even know what digital cameras are anymore because everybody's only going to take pictures with their iPhone these days. But it used to be once upon a time, if you wanted to take a picture, you had to have a camera with film. Okay, no such thing as a digital camera. You had to have a camera with film, and then you had to have the film developed. And that wasn't so long ago. At least I feel that way. But we were going to buy our first digital camera. And we were looking into this Canon. And like, Lemaisa, you know, the screen on the back was like 1 inch by 1 inch. It was like this tiny little screen. Maybe, like, you know, you guys probably, if you look in your house in like some desk drawer deep in the bottom somewhere, where you have all the old electronics, you'll probably find one of these there, you know. And we're going to buy this Canon. And so I went, we didn't have any internet or a computer in the home, but in Landers they have a library, and I went on the computer there, and I go online, and I'm searching around, and I find the camera that my wife thought was a good one for a very good price. Okay, great. So I start filling out the information and putting my credit card information. I press, you know, to buy the purchase. And at the end, this was like December time, it was holiday season. And there's like flashes on the screen. In order to finish off the purchase, you have to call this number just to confirm all your information because there's a lot of internet fraud during the holiday season. Sounded normal, nothing so crazy. So I go outside the library and I call up this number, and some guy picks up and he says, "Oh, I see you purchased a camera, very nice. Okay, this is your information, yeah, good. So tell me, which case would you like with the camera?" Now the camera was unbelievably priced in this particular site. So I asked, "How much is the case?" And the case was very, very expensive. So I said, "No, no, no, I just want the camera. It's okay." "Okay, so which extra battery would you like?" So I said, "How much is the extra battery?" And also very, very expensive. I say, "You know what I'll do without the extra battery?" "Okay, which extra card, memory card would you like? So you could have extra memory. Also, all these extra products were very expensive. So he said, no, I just want the camera if it's okay. So he says, and he says, give me a minute. He comes back. He says, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have that camera in stock. So it's very clear to me. Here's probably Geneva, something called bait and switch in the world of business. Basically, which is completely illegal and unethical. And this guy, he advertises this camera. What do they want? They want you to purchase the camera, but they only sell it to you. They give a very good price on the camera, but they'll really only sell it to you if you buy a few other products, which are very expensive, and then they make a lot of money. Once I wasn't willing to buy those, he wasn't going to sell me the camera, which he advertised online. So I start telling the guy, I say to the guy, why, if you didn't have the camera in stock, why'd you waste my last 10 minutes? You could have told me that right away, asking me all these products. Obviously, you know, I saw right through it. So I'm going back and forth with him for a minute or two, and then he says to me, why don't you go back to the Beis Medrash and learn? Now, there was no discussion of religion or Yiddishkeit or anything in this conversation. I mean, he saw my name, Zarya Cohen, I don't know. So I say to him, you're a Jew, you're really? He says, oh, of course I'm a religious Jew. And we were talking, and I still to this day, I don't remember quite how he knew I was, I don't know how he knew I happened to be learning in Kol at the time. So he starts to tell me, I learn in Kol. He says to me, I learn in Kol all morning, and I'm in business in the afternoon. So I start to discuss. I say, you know, I'm pretty sure what you're doing. I'm pretty sure from what I know on business, it's not so legal, and probably, definitely not what the Eivishter would want. If you sit and learn all morning, you know, one of the Asaras Adibros is Losignov. And there are Mefarshim, even though most explain not kidnapping. There's a Sfarno, and others who explain it's also not stealing. We start getting in this conversation, and he says, all right, I do what I need to do, and I learn, and I daven, and I do, and this is what I need to do to support my family. Whatever it was, we had a discussion, I got off the phone. I'm still, to this day, shaken from that conversation, I want you to know. Because that there could be Yidden in the world that obviously understand an important retirement mitzvah on some level. But decide I could pick and choose which mitzvahs are for me, which mitzvahs are not for me. Which mitzvahs I connect to, which mitzvahs I don't connect to. The Mishil Sharm, the Michal telling us, if we understand the whole purpose of life is to get close to Hashem and to perfect that relationship with Hashem on the highest of levels, which comes from kibbutz kol ha-mitzvahs. My avodah has to be, I'm trying my best to keep kol ha-Torah kula. That's where it has to be. V'zabar, he says, this is clear. We're up to Chaf Hei on the sheet. Me'ata v'adai hu shidiktuk shiduktuk al inyan ha-mitzvah v'odah. So certainly every person's going to be medaktik, you know, medaktik to be exact in their performance of mitzvah to the best of their ability. We're going to be so exact. And a person who understands the purpose of life should try so hard to keep every single mitzvah the same way. If they were going and they were weighing out gold, or they were dealing in gems and diamonds, you'd be so particular of every little detail. If someone's a diamond dealer, and diamonds are very, very precious and expensive, and they're very, very tiny, and you go and you lay out 10 diamonds in front of you, you're going to be very careful about every little diamond, that it doesn't get lost, doesn't, right? Each diamond is thousands and thousands of dollars. So too, if we recognize how chashuv mitzvahs are, every single mitzvah is helping us fulfill our purpose in this world. Tafkid achayim. Ki toladta noledes b'shleimus hamiti. Their outcome, what comes out of performance of mitzvahs, reaches us to this shleimus hamiti, this most truthful, complete. Vayikar hanitzchi. And this eternal preciousness, she'ein yikar l'malam, there's nothing more precious in it. Where the mitzvahs can bring us is the most precious of places. Way more precious than a beautiful necklace, a beautiful bracelet, a nice car, a beautiful house. What the mitzvahs can do for us in fulfilling our purpose in this world, in the simchas achayim, and meaning. So Ramchal continues. We find that we learn from here. Ki ikur mitzias ha'adam al-mazeh hurak l'kaye mitzvos l'avod l'amo b'nisayim. That once we understand, again, what our purpose in this world is, the practical application of that is that our whole purpose of life is to serve Hashem through keeping mitzvos and passing the trials and tribulations that He sends our way. What about everything else in the world? What about, as we spoke about the other week, all the gray area in the world? Now, obviously, I don't mean the averos that we have to withhold ourselves from. The averos and the temptations that are mamish averos, we all agree that those are mitzvahs. Those are the losa says not to do them. That's part of what he's saying till now. But what about all the gray area? What about hanging out with your friends and going out to eat and having a good time? And what about playing some sports? And what about listening to music? And what about all the gray area, which again, it's not an avera, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a losa or assay, which definitely is purpose of life, as we've just explained. What about all of that? Where does that play a role in the global purpose of life? So here's going to say two very, very important yisodas that we have to remember our whole life. And the first one is something obvious we spoke about already that you all would have said. The second is a big nechama teaching everyone. So listen closely. V'ano sa'olam. And the benefits of this world, the pleasures of this world. Ein roi shielo el ezer ulesiyei bilvad. So first possibility is they should all only be used to help us serve Hashem, basically. Le'ezer l'siyot, to be a helping factor. So of course, I need to eat so that I'm healthy to be able to serve Hashem. And of course, I need a shower so that I'm clean, so that I could serve Hashem. And according, if we stop there, it could be very beautiful, but it could be a little bit complicated. It seems to be at that point that the only thing I should ever be involved in is what? Only mitzvos, only what can bring me close to Hashem. And anything else has to be somehow, I have to figure out how that's helping me be close to Hashem. Now that's definitely beautiful and true. There's no question. But again, what if I just want to chill with my friends? And I'm not thinking about how that's bringing me close to Hashem. Now, that could possibly also to practically live out a world of Ben Adam Chavero and to be mashpia on others as a balas midos. And there are ways, I'm not saying that as well, but let's say I'm not at that point. Is there anything wrong with that? So there is one other nechama that the Ramchal gives us about just enjoying life and being able to have downtime and not feel the, quote-unquote, sometimes the pressure of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the mitzvahs and the losa, which hopefully in a perfect world shouldn't be a pressure. It should be precious and exciting and beautiful, but sometimes it can be. So he says as well, listen to what he says. The second possibility which the Hanhos Olam would be proper is L'shiyeh lo nachas ruach v'yishev das, that it brings a person a certain nachas ruach, a certain just nice spirit, a good feeling, yishev das, and a calm. L'man yuchol l'fanos libo el avoda hazos u'matal asalav. So that then it can enable me to fulfill and to serve Hashem in all the areas that's incumbent upon me. Stop there for a moment. Meaning what? And this is something that's going to constantly be changing at different points in our lives, and dependent on how much free time we have, and dependent on where we're holding in life, and what our responsibilities are. But there's definitely something where the Ramchal says it in that line. If you read it to yourself, he says, it's okay to have downtime, because everybody needs some amount of that time in order to then get back into and revitalize myself to then serve Hashem in the areas of Torah mitzvos and in davening and in tehillim and in learning and in chesed and wherever it might be with all that I've got. And everybody needs a little bit of a rest and everybody needs a little bit of a chill. I shouldn't say everybody. There are those who are mamish on levels like a big tzaddikim, and mamish don't need this. But if we do need it at this point in our life, we shouldn't feel bad about that. The only question, and here is something hard, which we're not going to really, this is a very individualized question, very subjective. You know, how much time do I really need? How much time do I really need? How much time do I need to chill? How much time downtime do I need? How much time of relaxation do I have? Do I need in my life? So that's a question that each and every individual has to answer at every different part in their life and point in their life and depending on what else is going on in their life. But ultimately, there's no question that there is this concept of just having downtime to build a nachas ruach v'yishev adas that's important to understand. Let's continue on. V'amnam by Chav Ches. Roy lo shetia kol pnias arak l'vayitz baruch. If you were able to, it would be befitting to everything you do, only be turned to serve Hashem. V'lo shelo ye'el shum tachlis achar b'chol ma'isa yasa. And there'll be no other purpose in anything that we do but to serve Hashem. Im katan vim gadol, if small or big. El is kari v'lov yisparach, to get close to Hashem. V'lishbar kol hamechitzos, and to break down all the walls that are hamafsikos b'no living kono, that cause a separation and the stoppage between us and Hashem. Ultimately, what it comes down to, I'll tell you one thing that is for sure. In all that he's saying today, a yid can't be living in two worlds. A yid can't be living in two worlds. Sometimes, at a younger point in life, but all of us in this room have to understand that ultimately our life has to be a life of avodas Hashem in all that we do. Again, there could be some downtime and relaxation time, for sure. And there could be plenty of areas of gray that we elevate to Hashem. But the avodah should be a shleimus in all that we do to somehow connect to the Rabbi Nishlom. And there shouldn't be where some of my day I'm involved in Torah mitzvahs, and some of my day I'm involved in taiva and that which is so rachuk from the Rabbi Nishlom. We have to be miskarev to Hashem and break all of those barriers. Let's continue on. Hein, heina, kolon, yani, achomrios. And what are the barriers? All the materialism. Again, if we need it for our own physical needs, or we need it because I need some time to chill and relax and have some simchas achayim, fine. But anything that's more than that, to put value as an end, all of that is mafsik. Hein, kolon, yani, achomrios, vatluyabem. Anything that's materialistic and luxuries. Achi, mashik, achro, yizbarach, mamish. Kibar Zohachar Evan Ashavas. So what should we do? It should be that we hit a point where we're pulled but to Hashem, where Mamish pulled to Hashem and everything that's spiritual and Kadosh and Toiv, like a Bar Zohachar Evan Ashavas, like iron is pulled towards a magnet. If you put iron next to a magnet, Mamish clings to it and Mamish is stuck as tight as could be. That's how we should be to the Rabbi Nishlam. We should want to be so close to him and Mamish clings to the Rabbi Nishlam. V'chol mash yuchel achshav shu emtsoi l'kur v'azos, and anything we think that could help us get close, if we could think of a way that could help our ruchnius and our relationship with Hashem, yirdov achrav, we should run after it. V'yochaz ban, grab on to v'lo yarpeo, not let go. And anything that we could think of in our lives that is refraining from this, is holding us back from this. Yivrach mimenu, we should be running away from it. Kivroach min ha'esh. Like we're running away from a fire. We have to be passionate about our Yiddishkeit and that which brings us close to Hashem. And we have to recognize and be open and be sincere with ourselves, knowing that which holds us back from serving Hashem. And run away from it, mamish, the way we'd run away from a fire. Realize that it's destructive and it's destroying us. We have to be very thought out and do chesed and nefesh, do introspection. They say about the Chafetz Chaim that he'd walk around, listen to this, he'd walk around the yeshiva late at night in Rabin, and he'd push all the Talmidim out of the Beis Medrash to go to sleep. They were sitting and learning. He said, this learning is learning of the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara wants you to learn now. And look, first of all, it could be because you want to look like a guy with a dick that you're the last guy in the Beis Medrash. Or the Yetzer Hara is keeping you up very late at night because then you're going to be tired in the morning and not be able to learn well tomorrow. So what did you ultimately gain of it? Exponentially, not much. So the Chafetz Chaim is trying to teach, we have to be so thought out in all that we do. Is what we're doing actually bringing us close to Hashem, or it's going to cause us to be distanced from Hashem? And it's very, very important to always be thinking about our lives and thinking about what we're doing in our lives. We have to realize it's all about being close to Hashem. Ke'inyan shenemar, as we see, as said by David HaMelech in Tehillim, we are
Davka nafshi achrecha, my soul is clinging after you. Bi tamcha yiminecha, your right hand sustains me. David Melch says, I realize everything I am is only because of you. All I want to do is be close to you. Kevan shibiyasa la'olam. Since shibiyasa la'olam eino la tachaza, we've been brought into this world only for this purpose, to be close to Hashem. Da'ina lahasig es akur vazos b'molto nafshi mikomana mafsida. And we have to reach, and we have to yearn for that closeness, and we have to rescue our souls from anything that holds it back and any of its losses. That's our avodah, to be close to Hashem through Torah, through mitzvahs, through ruchnias. And the Ramchal, this ends this last parak, reminding us, meaning this is the foundation. And the emes is you could chazer this time and time and time again. Don't stop reviewing this parak aleph that we had this chus to learn together. It's this foundation of all of life. However, after we understand and it's clear to us how truthful this klal, this understanding of chayvus adam b'almo, as we've studied this summer, yesh lanu lachra al pratav l'fi madragosam. Now, then we have to search out all the little details, how to make it a little finer, how to really perfect this life on levels. Mitchilas hadavar ad sofa, from the beginning to the end. Kamosha Sidron or Pinchas Ben Yar, but Mama Shalosh Yavino Bakvar Bakhtamasena. We didn't learn the Akdama together, but in the introduction, he brings Pinchas Ben Yar. And Pinchas Ben Yar says, once we understand Chovas Adam Balamo, our purpose of life, then we have to work on ourselves and perfect ourselves. And there's a totem pole, there's a staircase. First work on Zahiris. This is going to be the next topic in the Mesil Sharm. Being careful, watchful, not to do things that are wrong. Zrizas. Being a zealous individual in our performance of our positive mitzvahs. Nikias, being completely cleansed from anything that's bad in our life. Precious, separating from that which is not good for us. Again, all these take prakim in the sefer to really explain. Hatahara, to reach a level of purity. Hachasidus, to be a pious individual. Hanava, to have humility, to be humble, which we know is the greatest of character traits of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ish Moshe, Anav Ma'od Mikol Adam. Obviously, each and every one of us need to try to be humble. And finally, Yiras HaChet VaKedusha, to be in awe of any sin, not to ever sin, and to reach a level of holiness. He ends Vata Nevarim. Now we're going to explain them all. Echad Echad B'Siyat Hashemayim, one at a time B'Siyat Hashemayim. That's where he ends the first parak in Mesil Sharm. You know, we say when we finish any type of learning, and you make a siyum, you can't really make a siyum on Perek Aleph and Mesil Sharm, even though we had this chus to finish. But when you finish learning, you say Hadron Alach. What does Hadron Alach mean? I'm going to return to you. Hadron Alach, Mesechta, so and so. So we had this chus to learn this Perek. I deeply believe, and I said this earlier in the summer, I don't know if there's any Perek in Svarim, in Sefer Moses or Machshava, that's more important than the Perek that we learned together. Foundation of all foundations in Avodas Hashem and living a life, living a meaningful, purposeful life. And everything else is built on it. So you have a choice now. I'm going to throw you a choice. You can continue on Mesil Shasharim. You can go in Chazer again, Hadron Alach. Go back and learn it again. Don't stop learning this Perek. I know people that learn this Perek every single week of their lives. Every single week of their life, they learn Perek Aleph, Mesil Shasharim. Because I want to make sure that I'm living up to Chayvat Adam B'Lamo. I want to make sure that I'm fulfilling my purpose. So, Mir Tashem, each and every one of us, chus that we had this limud, we should always have the clarity, have the proper R to know our purpose in this world, and have the strength to fulfill that purpose and live a meaningful life, and then feel that simchas achaim of that tveikus Hashem for us, for our mishpachos, for all of Klai Yisrael.